is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A former Las Vegas politician was accused of killing a reporter, but insisted he's innocent. Today, a verdict.
Guilty of first-degree murder with use of a deadly weapon.
Robert Teller shook his head from side to side as the guilty verdict was read. A jury found him guilty of killing Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter Jeff German, who wrote articles critical of Teller's conduct while in elected office. Prosecutors presented evidence, including DNA, tying Teller to German's killing. Teller has insisted that he was framed. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The FBI today released new information on the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. Here's CBS's Robert Legarry with details.
The shooter put detailed planning into the assassination attempt ahead of the attack. He searched online for campaign schedules of both former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden in the weeks before the shooting and became focused on Trump's Pennsylvania rally as soon as it was announced.
Brutal heat in the South and the Mid-Atlantic and into the Northeast today, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The nation's capital making it up to 100 degrees today. That's a record. Even Raleigh in North Carolina is tying a record at 100, and perhaps the worst, most oppressive heat anywhere comes down in Nashville, where they will get to 105 degrees today.
New research shows racial disparities in the amount of testing that patients receive when they go to the ER with nausea or chest pain. CBS's Christian Benavides has that.
A study published in JAMA Network Open found black patients are 26% less likely to receive a diagnostic test, and white patients may be subject to overtesting. Researchers say this puts black patients at an increased risk for a misdiagnosis.
United Airlines flight attendants have given their union the okay to call a walkout. Ken Diaz is with the United Airlines Association of Flight Attendants.
99.99%!
Among their demands, a double-digit increase in base pay. Israeli forces have recovered the body of an Israeli soldier who was killed and abducted by Hamas almost 11 months ago. More from reporter Linda Grantstein in Jerusalem.
The Israeli army said the soldier's body was recovered a day after Israel found and saved a Bedouin man who Hamas kidnapped on October 7th. Farhan al-Qadi, who has two wives and 11 children, was rescued yesterday in Gaza and came home to cheering crowds in southern Israel. Hamas is still holding 103 of the 251 hostages kidnapped on October 7th.
A down day on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Former Racine Mayor Jim Smith has passed away. In a post on social media, current Mayor Corey Mason is expressing sadness at the news and is ordering flags to be flown at half staff. Microsoft got approval from Mount Pleasant this week to build an additional 2 million square feet of data center space in Racine County. The updated plan will nearly double its current development plan. There's ribbon cuttings tomorrow at two Racine Unified schools that have been updated. The first is at Gerstead Agar Home at 3:30. An event will follow at 4:45 at the new Starbuck International K-8. And it still hasn't been confirmed where Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz will speak on Monday. He'll be alongside his wife for an event in Milwaukee on Labor Day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit two home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit three of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski.
As Yastrzemski swings, it's a high fly ball deep right. Frelick going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! And just like that, the Giants go back ahead.
That call courtesy of KNBR. Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to nine in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of three games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a sixth-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino.
Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warmer, and a little muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the evening. Some could be strong. Highs upper 70s to 80. Storms possible Friday, then beautiful for Labor Day weekend. Right now it's 73.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Diana Ross and the Supremes there. Now, let's talk about Stevie Wonder. His song, For Once in My Life, is a cover. In fact, a number of other artists covered this song before Stevie Wonder did, but their versions were all long, drawn-out ballads. Stevie Wonder did an upbeat version for the first time, and it became a big hit for him. For Once in My Life on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Oh,
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
My
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Kurt.
Robin's a friend of the show we like to chat with from time to time. And as you know, football season is creeping up on us.
Yeah, really. It's preseason. It's crazy right now.
And I know there are football fans in your household. We won't say which team because this radio this radio station is home of the Packers. So we're not going to say which team your family roots for.
Go Vikes.
I can't believe you're a Vikings fan. I can't believe it.
Oh, through and through, my whole household. Well, I shouldn't say that. My daughter-in-law is a true Packer fan.
Green and
so
gold.
We have a house divided.
Green and
gold. I should say my son has a house divided, but they are fanatics for Vikes. But you know why I love them so much? Just an added bonus is because of the color purple.
I
it's my favorite color.
I can't believe you're a Vikings fan. Fantasy football players in your household?
Yeah, I have two. Mm-hmm. Okay. My husband and my son. Yeah, they are on a league. I don't know, maybe one or two, actually. So,
according to a recent survey, how much time over the course of a season do you think is wasted per player or per individual fantasy football player at work? How much time do they waste at work doing fantasy football?
I would say in hours, I would say they waste 24 hours.
You know what?
Not all at once.
I would have thought it would be more than it is. They say over the course of the season, it's a full day of work, which is what? Only 8 hours?
Well, 8 hours, right. Wow.
I would have thought it would have been much
more. But that's not all 8 hours at the time. It's not 8 hours continual. So, yeah, well, that's, hey, I thought it would have been much more, too, just because the pool, you know, I mean, they do so much research with fantasy football. It's very competitive and it's kind of fun to see what these guys, and I can't say guys because it's women too.
Yeah,
my household, it's guys.
I think that number's low. I think that's only the number of hours people admit to.
Oh, you know it. Because their jobs are on the line. Gee whiz.
All right, go Pack. Go Packers.
Go Vikes.
Shut up. That's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the On-Ramp program. Centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 On-Ramp program certificate for just $100 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for. Could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. Yeah, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You know who else is back? Paul Harvey. That's right. You can hear archived versions of The Rest of the Story weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again with Cindy Huber at 12:05. It's Paul Harvey on WRJN.
Gonna jump for joy. I like to go just like the rest. I like my sugar sweet.
pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tests wastewater for COVID levels. The biggest spike appears to be happening in northeast Wisconsin. Janesville officials are applying for a federal grant to repurpose the site of the old General Motors plant. Economic Development Director Jim C. Kuborn says it could be a boost to the surrounding neighborhood.
We've got trees growing up in the middle of asphalt and fences falling over. And so go in and create a green opportunity, a green field for new development and new opportunity.
Three public meetings on Janesville's grant application start next month. $20 million is available to cities nationwide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft has got another approval from Mount Pleasant. At a meeting this week, the company got approval to build an additional 2 million square feet of data center space in Racine County. That'll nearly double its current development plans. The Mount Pleasant Village Board approved a site plan for the 791-acre project located on Braun Road. The expansion is part of Microsoft's $3.3 billion data center campus investment in the area. High winds have created dangerous conditions on Lake Michigan today. The National Weather Service has a moderate to high risk warning and are advising against getting in the water. The outlook for Labor Day weekend isn't bad. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. The Milwaukee Brewers have reintroduced their new parking technology at American Family Field. The system went back in place last night. It uses QR codes and license plate recognition and aims to streamline the parking process. And those going up north are getting ready. Brittany Merlot has more.
Hunters will once again head to Wisconsin's wild spaces as several hunting seasons open across the state next month. Hunters are encouraged to double-check the season dates and that they have all necessary licenses and stamps. September 1st, Canadian goose opens. 4th, bear. 14th, turkeys, squirrels, youth waterfowl, ruffed grouse, cottontail rabbit, and deer for both archery and crossbow. And September 16th marks regular goose. And when it comes to duck, it's split between northern zones on September 21st and southern areas on September 28th.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warmer, and a little muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the evening. Some could be strong. Highs upper 70s to 80. Storms possible Friday, then beautiful for Labor Day weekend. Right now it's 73.
It's the Shy Lights and Oh Girl on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, according to a study, if a person drinks too much, exercise can help protect the brain from the damage caused by the booze. You know, you can always tell when the guy on the stationary bike at your fitness club has had too much to drink. He's the only one signaling turns.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. Trying my best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery. My only company may come today. In fact, come tomorrow. You needed me, I was always there and I wasn't there. Need you so, baby, baby.
We listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forget show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day and some songs you may not have heard for a while. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black with flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
fight him. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Crunchy on WRJN. Oh, I know what that music means. It's time to talk about Packer football.
Tell all the people across the USA, boom, 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 boom. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yes, I do.
Who won the first Super Bowls ever played? I love my Green Bay Packers.
WRJN is your radio home for Packer football all season long, and the regular season kicks off a week from Friday. This year, the Packer play the Eagles Friday, September 6th, pregame at 5, kickoff at 7:17. The games are sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Also by Hardy and Jensen. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. It's the Packers all season long on WRJN.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
November 21st, 2021. The Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. A holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
There's a kind of hush
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles has news coming up in a bit. Mike Clemens has sports. We'll check the forecast, too. CBS News at 5 on the way. And that update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Left a good job in a